From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. NBC reports that Representative Elise Stefanik refused to say that she would accept the 2024 election results and refused to criticize former President Donald Trump for his Hitler echo about migrants, and I quote, poisoning the blood, end quote, of America in a Meet the Press interview on January 8th. Stefanik said, and I quote, "We will see if this is a legal and valid election. What we're seeing so far is that Democrats are so desperate, they're trying to remove President Trump from the ballot," end quote. Actually, Republicans, independents, and Democrats have made efforts to remove Trump from the ballot for attempting to overthrow the government with his support of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. The 2020 presidential election was free and fair, and Trump lost over 60 court cases trying to prove otherwise. Stefanik also broke with the police and supported the rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol, saying about those who have been jailed for breaking the law, and I quote, "I call them hostages. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages. Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe. You can do it real easy, Joe," end quote. Previously, Stefanik has ran for her seat saying she supported the police, not criminals. Previously, Stefanik called January 6, 2021, a, and I quote, "truly tragic day for America," end quote. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. And you can read more about this story at NBC News. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that Bethlehem Democrat Joanne Cunningham is the first woman to chair the Albany County Legislature. Since its founding in 1898 as the Albany County Board of Supervisors, no woman has been the leader. Now Cunningham is chair and Albany Democrat Wanda Willingham is deputy chair. Last year, Cunningham tried to depose former chair Andrew Joyce. That failed, but this year Willingham had the votes to win the seat. Cunningham said, and I quote, "What I envisioned in the past did not work. The respect was not there. I felt like not only was I being overshadowed, but minimized and stonewalled," end quote. Joyce said, and I quote, "I think I was more focused on the work and the job than I was managing all these multiple personalities, and that was my big mistake," end quote. Cunningham said it is important for women to be in charge sometimes, saying, and I quote, "I do think it's really, really important to celebrate that because women do bring a different leadership style and different leadership skills," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News reports that after the winter's first major snowstorm, rain forecasts for January 9th may cause flooding. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for Tuesday and Wednesday ahead of 2 to 4 inches of rain expected throughout the region. The National Weather Service said, and I quote, "Excessive runoff from heavy rainfall and snowmelt may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations," end quote. In parts of Ulster County, a foot or more of snow fell over the weekend, with about 8 inches in Dutchess County and more like 6 inches in Greene and Columbia counties. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.